Okay, I want to discuss today an important topic about greeting people and saying hi, and also how about saying hi to women as well. Let's begin. The Gemara writes in Brachas on Vav Amud Beis, on the bottom, last two lines, it says, V'amar Reb Chalbo Amar Reb Huna, Kol Sheyodea Bechaveru Shu Raga Litin Lo Shalom Yaktim Lo Shalom. If you see someone that usually says hi to you and says shalom, you should say hi first. Shenemar, famous pasuk, Bake Shalom V'Radfeyu. Yes? Everyone familiar with that pasuk? Bake Shalom V'Radfeyu. Seek out peace and pursue it. Tehillim Perek Lamed Daled. Vim Nasan Lo. Let's say you say hi to the guy, V'lo Hichzer, and a guy doesn't say hi back. Okay? We don't have that in the packet. I'm just introducing you with this Gemara. So if you say hi to that guy and he doesn't respond back, you know what that guy's called? Nikra Goslin. He's called a Goslin. Shenir Vatem, Biartim, Hakerim, Gazalta, Ani, Bibatechem. So what I want to introduce is the Gemara of Vav Amud Beis and Brachos that says that even if you know that the friend usually says hi first, you should be the guy that says hi first. And if he doesn't respond back to you, he's called a Goslin. That's a bad thing to be called a Goslin. It's kind of like you stole what? You stole your good wishes. Okay? And if you stole your good wishes, that's a bad thing. You don't want to steal someone's good wishes. You said hi to him, he doesn't respond back. You should never do that. I once met a guy that said, the only reason why I'm saying hi back to you is because I don't want to be a Goslin when I said hi to him. I said, what's wrong? He says, he's in a very bad mood. He's very bad mood. He's upset about something. I said, okay, I appreciate that. At least you didn't want to be a Goslin. So you see from this Gemara the importance of what? The importance of greeting someone and saying hi to someone. Vav Amud Beis, Lamaise, in the last two lines. Now, one sec, Matthew will get to you. I want to strengthen this even more. There's two Mishnayos and Maseches Avos. The first one states in Maseches Avos, it says in Perek Aleph Mishnah Tet Vav, Avos is one of 63 Maseches in Shas, Shammai Omer Aseh Taras HaKeva, and Mor Mat Vaseh Arbei, that the Mekabalos call Adam B'Sever Ponim Yafis. The Chassam Sofer writes these different lines, every line in Avos is connected. If you're the line of the particular Tana. So making you be Hasmasmit, Kovei Yitim LaTorah, what does that have to do with Mekabalos call Adam B'Sever Ponim Yafis? You can't say, I'm learning. I'm learning, I can't greet you, I can't say hi to you. That's ridiculous. You can look up and you can say hi and you're supposed to greet a guy. And we can add on, Shammai is known as being stern, very disciplined. We know the Gemara says in Shabbos that the guy wanted to learn the gear, wanted to learn the whole Torah Regalacha, Shammai threw him out. But it doesn't mean that he was mean. He was stern. He's the one who says you have to greet people. Have a mekabel upon him, say upon him, office. And the reason why it's in the same Mishnah as I say to Ras HaKevda is because you shouldn't be such a person that says, oh, I'm learning constantly every day. You can't say hi to someone. That's why it's in the same Mishnah. However, the Rambam points out, an unbelievable Rambam in Perek Gimel and Avos, in Mishnah Tet Yud Beis, Rabbi Shmuel Amar Kal Rosh Noach with Yishros, Rabbi Mekabel is called Adam B'Simcha. You familiar with that? Put the two Mishnayos together. You know what the Rambam writes on that Mishnah Perek Gimel? That's a higher Madrega. Everyone's got to be Mekabel Sefer Ponim Yafis. You got to be happy, cheerful, greet a guy. But the Mekabel Adam B'Simcha, he says, that's Yoser. That's a higher Madrega. That's a Lashon HaRamba. Is that Yosef Masham or Shammai to serve upon him Yafis? So there is a mandate to be greeting, to be cheerful, no matter what mood you're in, which is not easy, I grant you, but it's part of being a Ben Torah, part of becoming a budding and flourishing Talmud Chacham, is that you should be cheerful and greet people. To the degree that two Madregas, there's Mekabel Sefer upon him Yafis, and then there's a higher Madrega of the Mekabel Olam B'Simcha. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
I'm not sure if there's a halacha, but I think there is that you're not supposed to
We're going to get to it.
Someone greets you before davening, should you respond?
We're going to get to it. Let's just mention Allah, you should always say good morning. You're not supposed to say Shalom Aleichem before davening, because that's Hashem's name. So you're not supposed to say Hashem's name, but you're supposed to say good morning. You can even say greet a guy good morning. It's a very good kasha. Okay? Now let's look at the packet, guys. Okay? Let's look at the packet. Now we learn from Sefer Rus the following takana. Okay? V'iskinu, let's look inside this, the Mishnah in Brachas on Nundal and Amar Aleph. V'iskinu she Adam Shoyal is Shlom Chavero B'Shem. There are Mesakin that a person should ask his friend how he's doing with the name of God. Shenemar v'nei Boaz ba mi beis lechem. Boaz came from beis lechem. Yomer lekotchim. He said to the harvesters, Hashem imochem. Vayomer lo, and they said back to him, Yavarecha Hashem. Yes? So you see that when you say hi to someone, you're supposed to say Hashem's name. Points out the Marshal in Meseches Makis. I want you to just point this out. It didn't say Shalom, it said Hashem imochem. But that itself is considered to be Sheila Shalom. When it said Hashem Gibor Chayo, it didn't mention Shalom. But that itself is Sheila Shalom, because it's Hashem's name. So the first din we find is they made a takone that a person should be Shalom Shalom Chavero B'Shem. Shenemar Arbi, as we says by Boaz, Vini Boaz Bob in his Lechem Yom Rakoch Hashem Imochem Yom Lerech Hashem. The Oimer, what's the support of second Pasuk? Hashem Imcha Gibor Chayo. Hashem is with you, strong of valor. Va'omer, who spoke there? The Malach, when he spoke to Gidon, he gave him Chizuk. Then it says, Va'omer al tivos, ki zekena imach. And then it says, don't be embarrassed of what your elders did in your nation. Va'omer eis lasos la'Hashem eferu sarasecha. It's a time to act for God and uproot the dinim. Reb Nassan omer eferu tarascha, uproot your Torah, mishum eis lasos la'Hashem. Is there a difference between the Tanakam and Reb Nassan? Yes, there is. The difference between the Tanakam and Reb Nosson is Pshat Lamaisa says at first Israel and the Mishnayis, Perek Tes Os Lamed Dalet, that according to the Tanakam, it is obligatory to greet your friend with Shalom. It is obligatory. It is a chova. However, Reb Nosson says it is an option. You have a reshus, but you are not obligated. It's kind of like, you know, his kavanah is told, but it's not obligatory. This is echoed, which we'll see inside, by 2 days in the Rivon, in the end of Makkos. The Rivon was Rashi's son-in-law. At the end of Makkos, the last few dapim, Rashi's not found on the Gemara. It's the Rivon, who is his son-in-law. And we're going to see there 2 days, whether it's mutter or whether it's obligatory. I want you to get down, this is Gufa de Machlekes Tanoim. The Tanakhama says it's obligatory to greet Hashem, greet a man with Hashem's name, and the Reb Nosson says it's an option. There's two opinions in the Rivon plug into the Machlekes. Usually Tanakhama and Reb Nosson, Yochid v'Rabim, Halacha k'what? Halacha k'Rabim. Usually Tanakhama is Chacham, right? So Lomais, if it plugs in, it's fine, but Lechura, the way we're setting it up, Lomais, it should be obligatory, but the 2 days in the Rivon, I want you to get. Now it's interesting, I was thinking to myself, what does a takana mean? Takana means an enactment, yes? I was thinking to myself, there must have been something wrong here. No? There must have been something wrong. Why was there a need to make such a takana? You know? Why was there a need to make such a takana? But maybe you needed to accentuate it, even in a greater level. You needed to accentuate it at a greater level. You needed to do Sheila Shalom, but do it with Shem Hashem, because there needs to be friendliness. So I taka saw, Baruch Hashem, there were problems. There were problems in Klal Yisrael. There were problems in Klal Yisrael at this time, and it fits beautifully, because this is Lamaisa, this is a time of Sinas Chinam. It was a time of Sinas Chinam, and since it was a time of Sinas Chinam, there was a need to, in fact, what? Institute that people should have good feelings towards one another. Because people would have what? People would have, let's say, hatred in their heart towards a guy. And they would have hatred in their heart towards a guy, and they wouldn't want to say hi. But they made a takana to be able to what? They made a takana to be able to force Lomaisa. To be able to force you to be able to what? To be able to say it, Lomaisa, in a way that you what? That you would express good feelings towards one another. Okay? And this is an amazing shot that I saw, Lamaisa, at this time, Lamaisa, by some of the Gedolei Achronim. They say there was a need to make such a takana because they didn't want to have hatred. And therefore there was a need. Who says this? The Sefer HaMichtam. The Sefer HaMichtam says this. There was a need to have friendliness with one another. And therefore, because of this, there was a need to what? There was a need to make such a takana. Amazing thing. Halacha lemaisa. Okay? So one reason is, I want you to just get this, is because of what? One reason is because of friendliness, and the other is because of avodah zarah. There was so much Avodah Zarah around, they wanted people to be saying shame, name of God, on their lips. So since they wanted to be naming name of God in their lips, okay, so I want you to get this. The Shlomo Mishnaso writes that in Mikdash Sheni, what was one of the reasons why Bayis Sheni was destroyed? Sinas Chinam. You familiar with that? The three cardinal sins was the reason why Bayis Rishon was destroyed. Yuma, Daf Tesem, and Aleph. Three cardinal sins of Avodah Zarah, Givei Arayah, Shvichas Domen. But Bayis Sheni was because of Sinas Chinam. So therefore, it was a rampant Sinas Chinam. So therefore, it was inside. People like, hey, this guy hated that guy. So therefore, what if they were Mesakin to say Shem Shammai, Mishael Shalom, and a person would, you know, they didn't want it to be a phony. So therefore, you cannot say hi to a guy when he hated the guy inside. It would be Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. You know what Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola? It's wasting God's name in vain. That's Hashem Elokecha Tiru. It's one of the third of the Ten Commandments. It is the third. Don't take God's name in vain. Gemara and Tzmura Dalad Amabeis. You're not allowed to be Motzi Shem Shemayim Levatola. So therefore, the guy hated the guy's guts inside. We shouldn't say the Lashon Hei. My father, the Lashon, said you should never say the Lashon Hei, except by a Malik. Except by a Malik, you could say it. So therefore, if the guy, if you're mechuyev to say shalom, it would force the guy not to be a phony and not to be Moshe Shem Shalom in the middle of a tola. So it would force the situation that there would become friendliness. Okay? That's written by the Sefer Shlomo Mishnaso. The second approach I want you to get why there's a takan is from the Sefer HaMichtam, because it was rampant of Avodah Zarah around. And if you would be forced to say God's name on, off your lips, it would what? It would make a person go away far away from Avodah Zarah. So there are two reasons I want you to get, and that answered my kasha why there was a need to make a takana. Either because of Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, the Sinas Chinam, or because of the Avodah Zarah, which is really Ben Adam L'Makom. Okay? So that's why it says this Iskinu. Now it is interesting to me, I do want to point out that the Poskim do not quote this takana. The Poskim really do not quote this takana, or that we should do it, B'Shem Hashem, but we do say Shalom Aleichem, and we prove that you're supposed to say hi to people. And if you don't respond back, you're a Goslin. Could be one of the reasons, Lamaisa, could be one of the reasons why this takana wasn't quoted by the Shulchan Aruch, is because we wanted to show our belief in Tchias Amesim and Hashem, and we thank God don't have an Apikorsim around anymore, so there was no need to quote this din. Halach Lamaisa. The Sefer Ololos Ephraim is very bothered by why this is not what, why this is not mentioned, Halacha L'maisa. Many Gedolei Achronim are mentioned, are bothered, Beis Ephraim rather, not the Olos Ephraim. Beis Ephraim is bothered by why did the Shulchan Aruch quote this din. So it could be that the rampant, the Avodah Kofrim are not around anymore, so there's no need to mention it. That plugs in with the Avodah Zarah one. And I'm saying, according to number two, thank God, hopefully there's not as much Sinas Chinam anymore. I hope not. Even though it's a little difficult, because the Yerushalmi says any generation that the Beis Hamikdash is not rebuilt in as if it was destroyed. So that seems to imply there is still Sinas Chinam, no? But Lamaisa, that's what I was thinking. Maybe it's not as bad. Okay, all right, I don't know. Lamaisa, hopefully it shouldn't be. But the Siach Yitzchak quotes a Chassam Sofer, and he wants to say a little bit different. He says that since the Avodah Zarah is so much in Chutz Laaretz, it's inappropriate to share Hashem's name. Okay, but nonetheless, let's assume that we do it, we should do it. I'm saying the Shulchan Aruch doesn't quote it, but we should do it. And we should say Shalom Aleichem in a manner like this, very important, Halach L'maisa. So this is the Gemara, in this is the Mishnah. Now take a look at the last Rashi there, okay? The last Rashi in the Mishnah, you can underline if you'd like. Everyone got the Rashi towards the bottom, on the first page. He says, Pa'amim Shemavatlin Divrei Torah, Kedei Lasos L'Hashem. Sometimes we nullify the Torah in order to do things for Hashem. Avze, hamiskaven l'shol shalom chavero. This guy intends on asking how his friend is. Zeh ritzono shel makom. Hashem wants you to care about other people. Every person is built with tzelem elokim. And notice it says Adam, not just Jews, even non-Jews. In certain areas, but here it means chaviv adam shenivra b'tzelem elokim. Here it means Jews and non-Jews. Gemara has on daf yud zayin amud aleph that Rabbi Yochum and Zaka used to say hi to a non-Jew every morning. It says inside, let's see the Rashi again. You're trying to ask your, how is your friend? This is what Hashem wants of you. It's mutter to suspend Torah. Velasas davar hanira usher. You hear that phrase, nira? What does nira mean? Seems like it's usher. So I want you to get that down in your notes. It seems like it's usher. In other words, this is not a classical type of eis lasos lashem. Classical type of eis lasos lashem is the Gemara in Gittin and Daf Samach and Alf, and the Gemara says it's usher right down Gemara. It's usher right Torah Shabbat Peh. So the Gemara says, how do you have the Gemara? You know what the Gemara says? Eis lasos hashem eferu sorzech. It's a poskin tehillim. If we didn't write the Gemara down, we would have lost the whole thing. So once in a while, we have an exception to the rule of eis lasos hashem eferu sorzech. Gittin daf samach amar aleph. Here, this is not the actual din, because why? This is not something that's usher mamish. Shem Shemayim Levatol is when a guy keeps saying God's name in vain for no reason. Here you're greeting a guy. So is it really Levatol? It might look bad. So they come and say it. No, it's good. You follow what I'm saying? That's why Rashi is Dovra Nira. Because this is not as bad. You know what I mean? It's not like being Moshe Shayim Levatol to keep saying God's name in vain for no reason. You're trying to greet a friend. So even though it's Nira Asa, they made a Takana, it's fine. Because of cheerfulness, you need to be Bakin Shalom V'Rafayim. You follow what I'm saying? I'll give you another example of Eis Lasos Hashem. Let's turn to the next page. Okay, we'll get to you in a sec, Matthew. Let's look at the next page in the back. This is Daf Samach Gimel in the Gemara in Brachos. The Mishnah is Daf Nandalet, and the Gemara is in Brachos, Daf Samach Gimel. Hiskinu she adam shol b'sholom chaveru v'chulei. Mai v'oimer. Why do you need two psukim? Why do you need a pasuk from Gidon? That the Malach spoke to Gideon. V'chitema Boaz midaiti d'nafshe kamer. Maybe Boaz said it on his own. It wasn't a takana. Tashma shem imcha gibor chayel. Shem is with you, strong man of valor. V'chitema Malach huda kamer leili d'yudgidon. Maybe the Malach said it on his own volition. Tashma al tivos ki zikena imach. V'oimer eis lasos Hashem eferos arasecha. So you see beferish that each pasuk's needed to tell me that this is a din. So the Gemara comments, very interesting. Rava says you can read this Gemara, Lamais, you can read this Pasuk from frontwards to backwards and backwards to frontwards. What does the Gemara say? Very interesting. The Gemara says, Amar Rava, Hai Kra, Me Reisha L'Seifa Midrash, Ume Seifa L'Reisha Midrash. There are two ways to darshan this Pasuk. One way is from the beginning to the end. Me Reisha L'Seifa Midrash, Eis La'Sos La'Shem, that there is a time to act, to do justice, and to punish people. My time, mishum heferetz rasecha, because they what? Because they broke your dinim. They broke your halachas. So there are times, l'maisa, that you what? Do you have to act for Hashem? I'll give you another example. Are you familiar with the Tisha B'Av Gemara's in Gittin? Where the Gemara says about Kamsa and Bar Kamsa? On Nunheim and Aleph? So the Gemara says that, in the end of that story, the Gemara is aligned because on the Tanus over Bischari ben of Kulas, that Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So what does Anvitanusa mean? So Rashi says patience. So the Maritzchayas on that Gemara says, the Rabbi Zechariah ben Avkulus was the God of Ador. He should have got up and said, Eis lasos Hashem eferos orzecha, that we can be mocker of this korban with a blemish. Remember, because they didn't mocker of the korban, it caused the whole thing, he ratted on the Jews and the whole, and the Caesar got upset. He should have got up and said, Eis lasos Hashem. So the beginning of the pasuk to the end is sometimes it's a mitzvah to act and punish people. I'll give you another example. Sanhedrin Mem Vavonaf, there was a man who had relations with his wife under a tree. And they killed him. They mamish killed him. What do you mean, it's his wife? But the lack of sneas, makin vonjit shloman adin. Sometimes the Torah says that the basic can do that. That's this way of reading the pasuk. Let's go the other way. May say for Lareisha Midrash. You can also read the pasuk a different way, from backwards to forwards, meaning the guys who do the job. Hey, Feirus Arasecha, meaning the Oser Itzono sometimes suspend the Torah. My time up, Mishum Eis Lasos Hashem, because you have to act for the name of Hashem, and therefore we want to greet people, and therefore Lamaisa, you want to greet people. So look at the Rashi there. You see the Rashi. You see May say for Lareisha. Yeah. Heferu Tarasa Otsa Ritzono. Could go in Eliyahu Bahara Carmel. Shikr Bibama Bishas Isra Bamas. Shum de Ace Lasos Yag Vigeter Bisrol the Shmo Shalakodish Boroku. There it is. There it is. You're not allowed to be Makriv Korbanos outside the Bishamikus, but Eliyahu did it to prove the Nevi'ah Sheker wrong. It was a one time deal. Eis Lasos Hashem. So that's what some Gedol Achronim say. See, on the Gemara, it points out something that was really a bona fide Isser. Rashi and the Mishnah said what? Something that looked like it was Usser. For Yvalami Dabra Nira. Because the fact is, when you're saying Shem Hashem to greet a guy, it's not bad. It just looks bad. This is a real Eis Lasos Hashem. Okay? You follow what I'm saying? So therefore, it's not really like the classical Eis Lasos Hashem if it's Rosakha, but it's a Dabra Nira. It looks bad. So therefore, we made a tikkun and said it's fine. Read a guy with the name of God. Yes, Ethan, go ahead.
Could it be that also that Jewish women, the same thing, and the same situation? But what Henry was saying before about if you're the Jewish slave, that's what the Zara, that the Islam is because they do this or a
that's because of what? Sinas Chinam? It could be, Ethan, what you're suggesting. I just think that the racial Asefa meant to say that there are times that Lamais Eis Lasos Hashem, I have to punish a guy that uprooted the Torah, Eferu Sarasecha. Whereas the second case is you have to uproot the Torah because I want things to be good for Hashem. So Lamais, it's kind of like you know what I'm saying? It's kind of like, and that's what I'm saying. They made a takana that it's mutter in the mahaskir shem shamayim and to ask shem Hashem. I'm saying the second. I hear what you're trying to say, but what I think is trying to say is the racial one is the ones I was saying about punishing people, and the safe one is you're trying to think fix things. The second one, okay? Yes, Matthew. I'm sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Doesn't the person who's kind of doing the putting the Torah aside to do Rasar Hashem have to be such a gadol?
Yeah, you need to be the gadol.
Clearly,
you need the Anshei Knesset gadol. Correct. This could be very dangerous.
So nowadays,
we can't do it.
This can't happen.
Nowadays, we can't do it. Correct. Well said. Eis Lasos Hashem Eferus Rosef. Eis Lasos Hashem. You have needed the gadol ador. That's what Rabbi Ben Avkulis was the gadol ador. He could have done it. That's why the Baritz Chai says he was wrong for not doing it. But he was a Tana, right? But we don't have that ability. Well said. Okay? All right, very good. So that's Lamaisa, where we have this in Shas. Let's go to the next page, where you have the two pinions in the Rivon, which we said plugged into Tanoim. Let's take a look. Actually, it's 2 days in the Gemara on Rabbi Shuben Levi. You know who Rabbi Shuben Levi was? It was the Amora, first generation Amora Tani, never died. You know that? The Gemara says in Ksubis, Ayin, Zion, and Beis. He never died. Because he was the only Rav that wanted to teach Torah to the people had Ratan. Ratan was a contagious disease. None of the other Rabbanim wanted to teach the Torah of the people had Ratan because it was contagious. Rabbi Shuba Levi said he would did it. Hashem said he was such in awe of Rabbi Shuba Levi's activities, he said he would make sure he never died. So the Gemara has a whole story. He jumped over the fence in Gan Eden, and Eliyahu ripped his shirt to try to stop him. And he got in. And he was, in his generation, there never was a rainbow that ever was seen. Rashi and Chumash says it's Chizkiyahu's door, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai's door. But he doesn't quote Rabbi Shimon Levi. I had a kasha on Rashi and Chumash. Why doesn't Rashi quote that? So he sits right next to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai says, are you Rabbi Shimon Levi? So he said, yes, I am. He says, well, is there ever a rainbow in your generation? He lied. And he said there was because he didn't want to be a Balgaivan.
Oh, he said
he lied. He lied because of Anova. And then they sat him next to Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai. Unbelievable. So let's see Rabbi Shuben Levi. This is what I think is the answer to the Kasha. You see, the 2 days of the Rivon are how to understand Rabbi Shuben Levi. Gufa. Gemara and Makis on Chav Gimel and Beis. Rabbi Shuben Levi. Shlosha Dvarim also Beis and Shomata. The Eskimu Beis and Shomala Yodim. The three things the Beis and Shomata made a Takana. And the Beis of Hashem said it was good. You made the Takana. Elohein Mikra Megillah. The Shela Shalom B'Shem. Vavos Meiser. Mikra Megillah. The Siv Kimu V'Kiblu. Kimu v'kiblu ayehudim kimu l'mayla, the basin upstairs, Masha kiblu mat, agreed that Kriyas and Megillah should be read on Purim, so they agree with what was Masakin downstairs, the shayla, in basin shomata. The shayla shalom b'shem, the bach adds the word b'shem, t'chsiv in eboaz, bovim b'es lechem, the yom l'kotchim Hashem imochem. Yom Hashem imcha gibor chayal, my v'oimer, what's my v'oimer mean? We need a second pasuk for. Chitem a boaz who da'ovim idaite, mishmaelo eskimo yodo. Maybe Boaz did it on his own, and the Shemaim did not agree to it, Hashem. Tashma v'omra Hashem imcha gibor chayal. The Malach agreed with it, because the Malach greeted Gidon and gave him chizuk. Look at the side, Rivon. B'shei l'shalom, b'shem, demutter, l'odom l'shol b'shalom chaver b'shem. It's mutter only. K'gon yasim Hashem alech ha-shalom, v'em bo mishumot z'shem shemayim l'batolom, Rebbe. L'shnachrina, shei l'shalom b'shem, d'chayiv, underline that word, mutter and chayiv, two days. L'shnachrina, shei l'shalom b'shem, d'chayiv, odom l'shol b'shalom chaver b'shem, v'anu nami. Rashi, the Rivon says in the 1200s, Kishailina Adadu, when we ask each other how you're doing, Matkarin and shame. We do mention shame. So who says the poskim don't quote it? That's my deal. He says in the 1200s they did it. The Shalom Shmo Shalom, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Siv Yikra Lo, Hashem Shalom, Hashem Shalom. Amazing. So the 2 days in the Rivon, how to interpret Rabbi Shub and Levi. So we said it plugged into the Machlegs Tanakam and Reb Nosson, but Lomaisa, Yochiv Rab, Malach Yerabim. We said the Tanakam said it's obligatory, the first source of Reb Nosson said it's what? Reb Nosson said it's optional. So it comes out, maybe you could say that Reb Shua ben Levi held Lamaisa that it's considered to be what? Considered to be optional. Okay? That's a, depending on how you read it. Alright. So we have this, the Mishnah in Brachas, the Gemara in Brachas, and the Gemara in Makkos with the 2 days of Rivon. Yes, Stephen, correct?
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Gemara in Makkos doesn't really go into the Eitz Lasos, the whole...
Yeah, it doesn't. That's a great point, Stephen. Doesn't go into the last two Makairas. Doesn't go into it at all. Why he did it? Maybe he assumed you knew the Mishnah. His chiddush was to point out that the Eibishter what? The Eibishter agreed with what was done. That's what his point was. You know what I mean?
That's the whole point. That's the whole point.
Right. In other words, it was already maskin l'maisa. So maybe what Matthew's saying is possible, but also more to the Nakuda, his point was is that the Beis Shalmata was right, Beis Shemala agreed to it. Whereas Eis Lassa is kind of like Loba Shamayim, you know what I'm saying? Loba Shamayim that we have to decide, and that's it. You know what I mean? Yeah, but it's a very excellent horror. Very good. Yes, Matthew, real quick, go ahead.
If we're saying Shamalism is the same thing,
yes,
Shem Hashem, then I'm allowed to say like hello, my friend, and then say, you came okay?
No, we yeah. Well, the minig is we do shalom because shalom is one of the names that are not erased. See, the Gemara has in Shavuos certain names of Hashem you're allowed to erase, certain names of Hashem you're not allowed to erase. So it's particular that we say shalom because shalom is one of the shemas that are nimchokim. Should not say You don't say.
Fine.
There is a din. One of my rebbeim, Rav Shmuel Tal, is one of the Gedolei Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. He actually said a bracha on me when he saw me after a year. He hadn't seen me in a year. He said, Bruch Atah Hashem Mechai Mesim. He said it with Shem Hashem. Even though the Minig Yisrael is not to, but he follows the Rambam Shita and the Rav Kapach had that he said it with Shem Hashem. So I'll never forget it. He said it with Shem Hashem when he saw me. Rav Shmuel Tal is one of the Gedolei Yisrael. Okay. Now, Lamaisa. As I said, the Maharsha says Shalom is a very good catch what you're saying. Okay, let's continue now. Okay? Let's continue now, Lamaisa. Halacha Lamaisa. That's what I was going to just tell you the Gemara and Shavuos. I believe it's Daf Lamed Vov. Yeah? And Daf Lamed Vov. I'm sorry, Lamed Hey. Okay? So that's a major question. Where is Shalom? So I want you to get that down. Tosis says in Sota, Yudam and Aleph, that Shalom is named, you cannot erase. And the Rosh said that Shalom is from the names you can erase. So it's a big machloikis Tyson the Rosh. But the Bryce is on Laman Heyamanav. There are certain names of a Kodesh Baruch Hu that are Nimchak. Certain names are not Nimchak. Shalom's not on that list, so we don't know. So it's a machloikis Tyson the Rosh. But you're right. We very rarely do we say, we go with Shalom. Well said. Very well said, Matthew. Okay. Fine. Let's continue now, guys. All right? Now, who made this Takana? Rashi had said it was Ezra and his Beis Din during Bayis Sheni. But the Medrash Rabbah says it was Boaz and his Beis Din. So it's an interesting question historically who made the Takana. I want you to know that as well. From Rashi in the Mishnah, it's Mashma Ezra and his Beis Din. And that's what the Chuvus Yudah Yalit says. But in the Medrash Rabbah, it seems to say that Boaz did it. Okay. Fine. I also want to mention, before we go weiter, is the following. Are you allowed to say shalom in a bathhouse? Let's say your friend is, number one, are you allowed to say Shalom Aleichem? Let's say your friend's name is Shalom. Interesting. So the Gemara says in Shabbos on Yud Amud Beis that it's usher for a person to say Shalom to his friend at Beis Amirchatz. And this is quoted in the Shulchan Aruch and Siman Pei Dalet in Or HaChaim, that there are three different rooms in the times of the Gemara of Beis HaMirchatz. The outer one, that everyone stands there dressed, you're allowed to what? Say Shalom. The middle one, which some people are dressed, some people are not dressed, L'maisa. And then there's the inner one. So the inner one, definitely that there's an Isser. The inner one is definitely an Isser, okay? The outer one is definitely Mutter. And the middle one, L'maisa, Yesh Sham Shele Shalom. Seems to be the middle one, L'maisa, might be what? Might be considered to be okay as well. That's what it seems, L'maisa. When, as long as there are people that are not, you know, don't have any clothes on. But the fact of the matter is that if you have a friend, though, that's named Shalom, so some poskim are machmir to say Shalom or Shalom, that don't call him, you know what I mean, don't say the word Shalom, say Shalom or Shalom. Okay, in a Beis HaMirchatz, so you should try to really avoid that, even though you're just mentioning his name, but that's what we assume. Yarish Shamayim should be Machmir, says the Mishnah Berurah, Siman Pei Dalet Sifkat and Vav. Yarish Shamayim should be Machmir, but he says, even though this is only the Rabbanon, people are Meiko, but he says Yarish Shamayim should be Machmir. Yes, Daniel, what do you say? Yeah, you're not supposed to speak while you go to the restroom, while you're actually going.
When you're in the restroom,
L'maisa, you have to be... In general, there's a minute knock to, but L'maisa, the Isser is only when you're going to the restroom, really. We're afraid that you start talking, it might not be not sneeze, but you're up. But to say his name, Mikra Adin, it should be Mutter, but you should be Machron saying Shalom or Shalom. Now, you have to be careful. You're never supposed to call a guy a nickname, you know, if he's Machron. If he wants you to call him a nickname, it's fine. But the Gemara says in Megillah, you're never supposed to call your friend by a nickname. Okay, fine. Also, let's finish up, and then we get to the second topic about saying hello to a woman. Yes, Ethan, go ahead.
If someone says, how do you not know, and say, you're using the restroom?
If you're going at that time, you don't respond, and then afterwards tell them that the reason why I didn't respond at that time is because I was going, and you're not supposed to. You should say that to him. Much like if a guy says hi to you before tefillin, between tefillin shiat, tefillin shorosh, you're not even supposed to motion to him, Mr. Bruce says. Afterwards, it's happened to me a few times, I tell the guy the reason why I didn't say because you're not allowed to motion or talk. And you say, I apologize, I don't want you to be insulted, but you're not supposed to say it during that time. Make sure you tell him afterwards. Okay. One more nekuda on this, and that is, are you allowed to say Shalom Aleichem, Aleichem Shalom, to a man who has no kippah? What's the din? Interesting question. Rav Moshe has a tshuva, Nigris Moshe, Or HaChaim, Chelik Dalid, Simen Mem. Chelik Dalid, Simen Mem, Oschaf Dalid. Where he says that the truth of the matter is that when you say Shalom Aleichem, you're wishing a guy a bracha. He says a guy that walks around without a kippah is involved in Kalas Rosh. And he says you shouldn't say the word Shalom Aleichem. You could say hi to the guy, but should not invoke Shalom. Then he says, well, maybe what? It's a greeting. You're not really wishing him a bracha, it's just a greeting. So he says maybe it should be okay. But at the end, he says a third step. He says the bottom line is that what? The bottom line is that when you start L'maisa saying this, you know, you're greeting the guy, the truth is you wish him well, you are involved in saying a bracha, and he says it's inappropriate if the guy's not wearing a kippah. So just stick with hi. Do not say the word shalom, okay? Do not say the word shalom. Now, this would depend upon the machlokes tos and rosh. When you are writing a letter to a guy and you say shalom aleichem, can you erase that? Well, that depends on the machlokes tos and rosh. So maybe it's better to say hi rather than to say shalom. You know what some people write? They write Shin, Lamed, Vav, and then a slash. They don't write the mem at the end when you're writing a letter. Okay?
What about a text message?
Text message is not a problem at all, Matthew, in a computer either as well. Just like we said about writing a chalomoy, you could do through a text to computers, okay? So to here as well. So to a tape. What'd you say, Ethan? Transliterating is okay. It's not a problem. You mean in English if it says shalom? Yeah, in other words, you transliterate it, shalom, right? So is that considered to be the same madrega? It's not considered to be the same madrega. Would I erase it, though? I don't like to erase. We usually write G-D. So you know what? It's better not to erase even the translation, Ethan. We're machmer on that, okay? All right. Let's go now to the next page in the packet about saying hi to a woman. We talked about the first mahala, first part of Shir is about saying hi, the importance of saying hi, being cheerful, being greeting, not with a sour face, part of the Ben Torah, to become a budding Tamachacham, that you're always smiling. A Rav Agon of Golvik Shlita, his case in point, how he's always smiling, and his Mekabel Sefer upon Miofis, great Tzaddik Gaon. We should all try to be like this. Now, many people, unfortunately, Bnei Torah will ignore a woman. And they won't even say hi to a woman. I remember a story once told to me. There was a Rav walking with his wife. Another Rav met them, big Talmud Chacham, and the Rav ignored the Rebbetzin. And she was insulted. Couldn't say hi to her. Rav Zalman Lechem Yishlita, my Rebbe, Lamaisa said, a person when he walks in the street, you're not supposed to walk in the street with a bag over your head. You're supposed to be normal. Shem says you're supposed to be normal. There's an Isra of Yistaklis at a woman. Yistaklis is staring. But you do eye contact, you look at her, and you say hi to her. You don't have to look down, and it's insulting. This Isra of Yistaklis is staring. You follow what I'm saying? You can't walk in the street with a bag on your head. That's the abnormal. That's not normal. Shem wants it to be normal. But at the same time... Yeah, no doubt. But I'm saying when you see a woman, you say hi to her. You're supposed to say hi. We'll see. Lamaisa, and you look her in the eye. You don't have to stare at her. You glance. Well, let's see the din here about sending regards to a woman and also asking how she's doing. Let's see. This is a Gemara in Bav Metzia, Pei Zayin Amud Aleph. It says like this. It says in Pasuk, Vayomer Elav Ayeh Sari Yishtecha. The Malachim came in and they said, "Where is Sarah, your wife?" Vayomer hinei ba'ol, and he responded, "She's in the tent." Lo'odia shesari min etznuhai. So they knew where she was. They were Malachim. They wanted to convey to Avram that his wife is so special that she doesn't even appear in the room. Other women are in the room. You have such a wife, Avram, that such a tzedekah she's sanua. Amar v'yudu marave sim Reb Yitzchak. Rav Yudah Marav and some say Rav Yitzchak said, Yodim hayu malach ha'asharis, v'malach ha'asharis no shesari imenu ba'ol ha'isa. They knew she was in the tent. Elamai ba'ol kine l'chavavu ha'abayla. They wanted to make her endeared to her husband that so she was so sanua. That's one shot. Rav Yosef Rav Chanin Amar l'shagel l'akosho bracha. They wanted to know where she could drink the cup because it's a bracha that a woman should drink from the kosho bracha. Tani Reb Shum Reb Yossi, it's the Bryce and name Reb Yossi, Nama Nakud Alayo. Why are there dots on the Aleph Yudvav, Sheba Elof? Linda Torah Derech Eretz, Yishol Adam Echsan Yishol. Person should ask the husband, the man of the house, how is the woman of the house? How's she doing? That's a third shot. That's why there's dots over it to show a drasha. So the Gemara asks, Vamer Shmuel Ain Sholem, Shalom Yishol Klau, what are you talking about? You're never supposed to ask about a woman. How could they say how the woman is? Answers the Gemara, Ayidei Bayi L'Shayni. What does Rashi say? Bachsani Eishes Yishbiza, the wife, the hostess. Ayidei Bayi Lo, Lo Shi Yishol Shalom. Not to say hi to her. El Labayi Lo Yishom Ashalom Geveris. Ask the husband how your wife is. That's permissible. So let's get that down. To ask the husband how his wife is fine. Okay? That's how Rashi teaches the Gemara. Look at Taisus, Ayude Baila, Hainu Dafka Lishol Aye Plonis. Taisus says a little different. It's mutter to ask where she is. Avalishol Bishloma, but to ask how she is, Afilo Ayude Baila Asur, Kidamim Perikasar Yuchsin. Wow. So Taisus of Bamatzi is very machmir. And he says to ask where she is fine. But to ask how she is, even without sending regards, is usher. So this Tosfos Bava Metzia is very machmir, It's going to be against the Tyson Kedushin we're going to see Bezrat Hashem. Okay? But you see the Tyson, but Metziah says it's off limits. You can ask where she is, but Lamaisa, that's kind of like implying how she is, but you can't come out with it straight. To ask how she's doing straight up, you without sending guards is also Kiddush. Okay, let's go to the next page. I just wanted you to see the pasuk inside Hashem Lakotzrim, Hashem Imachem Yom Lo Yivrach Hashem. Okay, look at the next Rashi, the next page. Lminarazos Chidarkel Shel Boaz Lishol Benoshim. I mean, Boaz was the god of Ador. His name was Ifzan. He had 80 kids. They all had died, and then he had. And then he was with Rus. She conceived that night. He died that night. He was a big tzaddik. He was a gon. His name was Ifzan. Boaz, the same name as Ifzan. What the God of Ador is asking who that woman is? That's not too sneers, no? So what does it say in Rashi? The Gemara says in Shabbos, he noticed her sneers. Lemi nara zos chidarka shal boaz lishol benashim ele divet sneers v'chachma rabba. Shtei shibolim lakta shloshen and lakta. She only took two sheaves, three she wouldn't take. V'asam alaketis omdos me'umad. She would do it standing. She would do the gathering standing. And she would lie down, sitting in order that she wouldn't bow down, she wouldn't be in that sanua. So he wasn't looking at women, he was just wanted to know she's a unique woman or tznius. And that's why he said, Lemi narazos. Okay, take a look at the next page. Let's see the Rashi al Torah inside. Zokt Rashi. Nakud al ayo shiva elif. There's dots on the aleph yud vav in the word of elif. Tanya, Reb Shimon Lazar Omer Komok Shaksav Rab al Nakuda. Anytime there are more letters than dots, what's the din? Atadorish Aksav. You dorish the letters, the word. The kana Nakuda Rab Aksav. Here there's more what? There are more dots on the Aksav. Atadorish and Nakuda. Then you dorish the Nakudas. Sha'af litzara shol ayo Avram. Wow. They asked Sarah, where is Avram? Lamanish Yishal Adam Achsani Shalol Isha Al Isha. You can ask the what? The man on the woman, Isha Al Isha. You can ask the woman on the man. That was not in the Gemara, was it? You notice that? So I want you to get that down. Some say it was a misprint. The Re'im Al Atiris says, where on earth did Rashi get that? The Re'im says that's a wrong Girsa. The only time you find is Rashi al Chumash. In the Medrash, it never said such a thing. It only said about asking the man about the woman. We don't find in the Medrash the woman about the man. So I want you to get the Re'im down. He says it's the only time you find is Rashi al Chumash. Okay? But the Marshon Bab Metziah does matter you to ask the woman about the man. And the Shor Aruch HaShulchan quotes it as well. We're going to see it. And it comes from Rashi al Torah. So you can ask both ways. Okay? Very good. Okay, let's continue now. Now this gets us to the following. There was a great Amora, Rav Yehuda was visiting Rav Nachman, and Rav Nachman's wife was named Yalosa. So let's look at Daf Ayinam and Aleph Kedushin. It says, Amor Lehachim Rishmul, Eimishtam Shemishiktanahi. You're not allowed to use a small girl even as a waitress. Beferish Amor Shmul, Eimishtam Shemishiklau, Ben Gedola Ben Ktana. Okay, fine. But at least Rav Nachman said, why can't you say hi to my wife? Nishadale Mar Shlomo Lula Yalasa. Yalasa was the name of Rav Nachman's wife. So Rav Nachman said, Rav Yehuda, can't you say hi to my wife? So Amar Le, Rav Yehuda said, Hachi Amar Shmuel, Kol B'Yisha Irva. Wow. What does Rashi say? If I ask how she's doing, she'll answer me, and Kol B'Yisha Irva. But I thought Kol B'Yisha Irva is only when she sings. Right? I thought it's only when she sings. So what's the answer? The answer is that's right. However, there is a notion that Dibur might be a problem when she responds to something. You follow what I mean? Like I'll tell you even Kol Isha. The Gemara has in Sota that if you have a chorus back and forth with the men answering to the woman answering the man, it's like Aish. The Gemara says it's terrible. Because they're like listening attentively to each other. Because in chorus you have to know how to respond. So that would be the same thing here. You're right, Kol Isha is only singing. But a Dibor is normally mutter, but here maybe in response it would cause Kiruv Das. Okay, so the Gemara says, Amar le Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, what are you talking about? Efshar, send it through a shliach. Efshar yidei shliach. Amar le. Rav Yudah said, no, Haki Amar Shmuel, take a look. Ein shalom ba shalom isha. Al yidei baila. You're never allowed to ask. Lomais, ever. Even through the husband. Amalei. Haki Amar Shmuel, ein shalom ba isha klal. So he said, Beferish Lomaisa. You're not allowed to what? You're not allowed to send Lomaisa at all. Rav Nachman said, Ayyadei Baila. So he said, no, you're not allowed to do it at all. Look at Rashi and Taisus on the top. Ain Shalom and Shalom Isha Shem Mitok Shela Shalom, you're a Gilim Zeim Ze. By saying Shela Shalom, you're going to become habitual with each other. Regilim Zeim Ze Ayyadei Shluchim, Yavoli De Chiba. Amalei Rav Nachman Ayyadei Baila. Rav Nachman said, "Ayidei Baila." Says, "I will be a shliach." Ain shalom b'shalom isha klal. Shemarga liba v'daitet slot. It's a bad deal. It's a bad deal. So, what do you see from this Gemara? According to Rashi, the bottom line is you're not even supposed to what? You're not supposed to send regards at all through the husband. But look at the top Taisus. The top Taisus argues on the Taisus above Metzia. Let's see. Ain shalom b'shalom misha klal. V'ha'adam r'ba sorches apolim b'ab mitziyah da pezayin. Ayei sara ishtecha. Sheshalom b'shalom isha ayidei baila. What do you mean? B'ab mitziyah says it's mutter. And here in Kiddush it says it's asr. Ayinu dafke b'shei l'shalom. To say the word shalom, which is God's name, shows a special kiruv and endearment. And that's improper. Aval l'shloach lo b'shalom afil ayidei baila asr. Meaning that what? You can ask how the woman's doing. That's fine. But to send shalom adebayil is usr. To send regards, especially with the word shalom, is usr. So what does Tosfos say here in Kiddushin? To say, ask the husband how she's doing, that is fine. Tosfos but Metzia said that was usr, remember? Tosfos in Kiddushin is saying, asking the woman, asking the husband how she is fine. To send regards is usr. Now maybe sending the regards is only usr by saying the word shalom. If you just say hi to her, maybe that's okay. You follow me? See how we're chiseling it down. Tyson Bob Metzias is everything. He just only matter where she is. Tyson Kedushin says, Halach Lomaisa, what's usher to say shalom to her. Maybe saying hello to her is okay, and for sure asking the husband how she is okay. You got me? So those are the machlokes between Tyson Bob Metzias and Tyson Kedushin, Halach Lomaisa. Very important. Okay. Let's turn now to the Gemara in Meseches, what? Kedushin on Pe'alef from a base. Okay? The Gemara on Pe'alef from a base says Beferish. Let's see. Says there was a discussion here. There was a discussion here that he wanted to mechabit his what? He wanted to mechabit his daughter. So he did, you know what he did? He hugged his granddaughter. Because he wanted to mechabit his daughter, how beautiful his granddaughter is. So the Gemara says, "Damar v'yudah marave simra b'loz asal la'adam sheikadish is bitok shiktana ad shetagdol v'tomer b'ploni ani roitza." It's asal mechadish bito when she's smaller ad shetagdol, and she says, "I want to marry this guy." Mar nami avar le'adish shmul. Damar shmul ain mishtam shen bish. You're not allowed to use a woman, right, as a waitress or as a secretary. Amalei, look inside this statement. Wow. Says the Gemara in the Pei Beis, the last daf, one of the last daf in Maseches Kedusha. I think it is the last daf. Hakol L'Shem Shamayim. What does that phrase mean, Hakol L'Shem Shamayim? Of course he was L'Shem Shamayim. Look at Rashi. Hakol L'Shem Shamayim. Ve'in da'ato achareha. Chibas Yishin. Of course he wasn't interested in his own granddaughter. El Chibas Kurva. He wanted to show the endearment that he loved his granddaughter, to show that he loved his daughter. Lasos koras rucha l'ima, and to show niceness to the mother. He wanted to show endearment to his daughter, so he hugs his granddaughter. Okay? But what do you see this phrase, Hakol L'Shem Shamayim? This opens a whole new track. Hakol L'Shem Shamayim. You got to be honest with yourself, but if your intention is that what? You have no intention to be stockless. Knowing of what, of trying to do something wrong, then it's mutter. Hakol L'Shem Shamayim, but you have to watch yourself. Look at the Tais on the top. How does a man have a secretary who's a woman? How does a man have a cleaning lady as a woman? Look at Taisvis. Hakol L'Shem Shamayim, va'alzu anu somchim. This is Tosfos in the 1200s. Based on this, we rely Hashna Shanu Mishtamshin Benoshim. We can use a woman as a secretary. We can use a woman as a cleaning lady. I have a good friend of mine. I never asked him, but he has a male secretary. I imagine that's why he hired her, because he didn't want to get involved in that. But mostly, you have many people have women secretaries. How can it be? Hakol l'shem shamayim. You follow what I'm saying? So he started with the Tais of Babatzis, the most macho. Then he got Tais of Kedushas, a little bit more makel. And now we got this what? Hakol l'shem shamayim with the Taisus, the further Tais of Kedusha, 10 blot later, with the Ritva we're going to see right now. Let's take a look at the Ritva, the last Ritva in Maseches Kedusha. Yes, Matthew, go ahead.
Is it a heter to have a female dentist, haircutter?
Yes. Rav Aaron Soloveitchik, our Rebbe told us he did not recommend it, but Mikra did. If a man went to a woman, a haircutter would be mutter, just like a doctor. But he said he doesn't recommend it by the haircutter, my banatznias. You have to use your seichel. But that's correct. A kol l'shem shem. Look inside the Ritva here. Ritva says amazing. Let's see the Ritva. Every Ritva is gishmak, right? Every Rishon. Every Rishon is the tyrant. Proud of you. Okay, look inside. A kol l'fi das shemayim. You got it? Chain Hilchaso. Hakol kefi mashaod and makir batzmo. All depends about what a guy recognizes about himself. Himra ui lo lasos archaka liyitzer osa. If he can make archaka on his yitzer osa. If you drive down this highway, you look at that billboard, then don't go that way. If you have no problem with looking, you're not going to look there, then go that way. You got to know yourself. If you're going to have lunch with a guy who always speaks Lashon Hara, then don't have lunch with him. I'm not saying alienate him, but you know what I'm saying? You got to use your seichel. It's also even to look at colored clothes of a woman. But let's say you recognize yourself that your yetzer is you can conquer your yetzer of a kof of lo. Malatina klal. What is that expression? Malatina klal. You heard of that? That's an expression from the Gemara in Sanhedrin. Ayin Aleph went off. There was a guy who had a mental disease, and he needed to speak to a woman who was had no clothes on behind the fence, and he said if he didn't, he would die. So Gemara says, let him die. That's considered to be Abba Israel Agili Arias. So Gemara says, she's a married woman. One day it says she was married. The other day it says she was single. So if she's single, why do you have to let her? Why do you have to let the guy die? Because it's Mavaza Jewish women. A Jewish woman should have to stand there naked behind a fence? That was a case of Libotina. That's where the Ritva got this expression. You see that? Vein Malatina Klal. He can control himself. Mutalo Listakul Adabri Me'irva. It's mutter to look at her. I'm not saying stakel l'shem's, you know l'shem bad. Mutter lo listakel l'dabrim nari yumench. You speak to her. Velishol v'sholom eshesish. Can even ask how you doing, the married woman. Find a hider Rabbi Yochanan. The yosef ashar tefil v'chay sheyetzer hara. Rabbi Yochanan sat by the what? The gates of the mikvah. He wasn't chay sheyetzer hara when the women came out. The Ravami did nafkli amasta the bekesar. Ravami, when the handmaiden of the bekesar came out. He what? He talked to her, right? The Kama Rabbanim Yishtai Bahani Matronaisa. There are many Rabbanim that talk to that matron. For Ravada Barava, this is unbelievable. Shomer B'Ksubas David Zion, Denokela Kala Kasvi. He actually held a Kala on his shoulders. The Rakidba danced with her. Lochais Lirahura. He wasn't Choshish for any bad thoughts. Mitaim Adamar. Elishain Roy Lahakal Bazet. He said, 1 second. There's a little bit of brakes you got to put on this. Every person's got to know himself. A pious man who recognizes his Yetzer. Not just because you're a Talmud Chacham doesn't mean you can conquer your Yetzer. One of the stories here in the end of Kedusha is that what? There was a woman in the attic. One of the great Tanoim Amroim took the ladder, was going to go up there, and what did he do in the middle? He yells, fire, 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 fire. They all came, so he wouldn't go near her. So you see it can happen. Vashri Misha Govra Yitzro, happy is a guy who strengthens his Yetzer, Vamolo, Vumunasa Batira. Shadivre Torah Omdim Lo Lodim Bialduso. The words of Torah stand with him when he's young. Vinosolo Akris Vitikvalesiknuso. And they give him strength and hope at the time of the elderness. Shanemra Odinu Meseva, the Shani Ranami Yu, as they Khini Rotsum. As the older they get, they become more tzaddikim. So the Ritva has this notion of Akol Hashem Shamayim. So a person's got to, now the Ramah didn't have the Ritva, but he quotes a similar Svara. Let's go to the next page, okay? Let's go to the next page. And I want to note to you, that the Bach says, in Ibn Ezra Siman Chafal, if you're with me, The Bach says you're even able to ask other people how she's doing. Yes? So the Beis Shmuel says it's against the Gemara. The Gemara said only through the husband. So the Agosh Shai Lamoira on the side of the Shulchan Aruch is Miyashiv the Bach. You know what he says? He says it's mutter to ask another guy how she's doing. But it's not Derek Eretz. It's not Derek Eretz. Only ask the husband. To ask other people, it's not good. You should only ask the husband. Okay? And the Taz quotes that the Bach said it's usher right at the end of the letter, say shalom to your wife, Lezugasecha. He says that shows a little bit Ava Drisha Shalom. You know what? Lomai said, what happens if she wasn't well? So what do you say? Todieni, notify me Mishalom Ishtacha. Notify me about the welfare of your wife. That's the way you write it. Don't say shalom to her, but notify me about the welfare of your wife. That's okay. And in the Ezer Mekudesh on the bottom of the page, he says instead of writing the Tomer Shalom Lezugasecha, you should write Mizugasi Lezugasecha Shalom. My wife says hi to your wife. That's the Ezer Mekudesh says. My wife says hi to your wife. That's how he wants to say you should do it. But a daughter asking about a father or brother, sister, that's considered to be fine, not a problem. Okay, let's look in the Shulchan Aruch and the Aruch HaShulchan, guys. Okay? So you don't have to go crazy. If you want to send, we're chiseling it down. If he's doing Hakol Hashem Shemaim, maybe you can even, still maybe don't say the word Shalom, but you could say send regards, Lomaisa, if you're doing it, Hashem Shalom. I would think it's inappropriate, for example, in the following, if a man dated a girl, and then he ended up marrying another woman, and then he meets a friend who married that woman that he dated, to send regards to her, that's inappropriate. That's, I would think, is not right. You can ask how she's doing, but to send regards is inappropriate. Some Rabbanim are uncomfortable saying the woman's first name, calling them by first names. Maybe say Mrs. Cohen, instead of saying whatever, Rivka Cohen. You follow me? It's like our chokke. What'd you say?
You say like send your wife regards.
Yeah, I try not to. I just ask how she's doing. I just ask how she's doing. But even though we're saying L'Shem Shamayim L'mayis, but some Rabbanim that are a chokke not to even mention the first name. Others say, no, it's too cold. You're saying the first name, the mice. So you want it because you care. So that depends. Maybe I call the shame Shemaim. Maybe it depends on the Minigah Malka. Let's look at Shulchan Aruch. Everyone got it here in the Shulchan Aruch. Aser lishtamish b'isha. Klal. It's aser to use a woman as a waiter. Ben G'doyla, Ben K'tana, Ben Shifcha, Ben Shemeshacharis. Whether she's a Shekhanaz, whether she's free. Shema Yovel, they hear her Avera. Because you might have her Hurim. Beiza Shimush Amru, what type of thing? Rechitzas Ponov Yad of Raglov. She washes his hand, face, hands, and feet. Feel Litzok Lo Mayim Lerchotz Ponov Yad of Raglov. Even to pour the water to Ponov Yad of Raglov is not right. Feel Eino No Gazbo, even if you don't touch. Batzoa Samita Befonov, also to what? Make the bed in front of him, Mazigas Akos, and to what? Pour the kos. So the Machaber says it's Osir. Says the Ramah, Hagov Yeshorman Duadin Bachil Ima Bekara. Nami Usr. The whole area, I think it's wrong. Some guys, a few guys have asked me that. It's inappropriate when you're dating a girl to eat from the same plate. First of all, you should be a mensch. Don't be cheap. Buy her the food. That you should have your own plate. She has her plate. Second of all, it's not right. It's not right, Lamai said, eat a piece of cake and it shows endearment. It's improper. Okay? Based on this concept. He says, Agav Yeshem Huadin Machili Ma Bekara Nami Usr. Saying what I'm saying. Chol erva, kamo bishto nida. Yesh mekilin, b'chol elu. Ah, now the Ramah says there are those that are mekel. Take a look. The lo asru dvarim shalchiba el b'ishto nida. Only things of endearment are asru with an ishto nida. Unbelievable. Rash belef kuf mem ches. Yesh omrim d'chol zeh, ino asru rak b'makam yichud. These things are only asru b'makam yichud. Ava b'makam shirov b'nei adam etzuyin, but there are a lot of people around could go b'merchatz. Mutter lirchots mikusish shfachos. Says mutter be bathed from a kusish shvachos, chayin noagin. I would recommend against that because we're not on the madrega. That a shifcha kusish shouldn't bathe you. Ramah is a higher madrega lomaisin. In this day and age, you're not allowed to do that. B'yeshomrim kol shein osa derechiba. Let's say you don't do it as endearment. Rak kavanasul l'shem shamayim. See, the Ramah didn't have the ritva, but he's echoing the same svar of the Gemara. L'shem shamayim mutter. Chayin noagul l'hakol b'dvarim elu. Some say you should not be noeg even with one's wife things of endearment if it's in front of other people. It's not proper. It's not proper to, I don't think it's proper to hold your wife's hand while you're taking a walk on Shabbos. What do you need to publicize that for? Should be more tzanua. You don't need to show Dvarim Shel Chib in front of other people. Let's say he might have lice. Can she look in his head to see if he has lice? Not in public, he says. Kigon, lion, bereisha, imeish lo kinim, bifnei acherim. That she should look in his head to see if he has lice in front of other people is improper. But you see the echo of the Ramah of the Kol Hashem Shammai. You follow me? We had the Tyson where in Bav Metzia that answered everything. Tyson Kedusha said, you can ask Hashem, you cannot send regards, certainly with Shalom. Lamai said, maybe sending regards without Shalom is okay. And then we have the last Ritva, which is a three sheets, is a Kol Hashem Shammai. Even maybe saying Shalom if you meant Hashem Shammai would be okay. But we still try to avoid it. That's how we're setting it up. Okay, let's continue now in the Shulchan Aruch. Ein shalom shalom isha klal. Filo ayidei shliach vafilo dei baila asr lishloach vadivri shlomen. Don't say the word shalom. Ava mutter lishol abayla eich shlomen. Ask how she's doing. That is mutter. And we said maybe even to send regards, but you're not saying shalom, maybe it would be okay as well. Okay, let's conclude with Aruch HaShulchan, guys. Okay? Last two pages with Aruch HaShulchan. Okay? Says the Aruch HaShulchan, let's see inside. Ain shalom and shalom isha klau afila de shliach. You're not allowed to ask shalom to a woman if fila de shliach. Fila de baila asr lishloach la divre shloman. Ava mutter lishol la baila. It's mutter to ask the husband, hey shlom, how's she doing? Vatam. Shain shalom and shalom isha. Why can't you say shalom to the woman? The shemim talk shalom shalom afila de shliach. You regilin zem ze. Might cause, a kiruv. They may come to endearment. The Isser is to say the word shalom, but to say good morning to the woman. How are you doing? That's okay. You can also ask another person, how is Mrs. X, not the husband? Some say that's only mutter to the husband. It's a machlekes. We mentioned it. The Yesh Matirin, the Bach allows it, Lishol Isha. The Yesh Matirin, some matter that. Okay. But what about the Lishol Isha, Shalom Isha? What about ask the woman how the husband is? Shari. That's permissible. We saw that too. Yesh wrote some last from Itam Kol be Yisheirva. Some want to say, "Oh, you can't do that because you hear her talk." They know Nira. He says that's dead wrong. The Bistam Dibor lo Nesrim Anoshim. Stam Dibor is not usher with women. Rak Bekol Arev, a sweet voice, a singing voice that's sweet. Sheshomei Ananim is that the listener derives benefit. Valichtov Michtov. What about Liftoch Liftov? Pay shalom luzugatzecha, right? What does that mean? Or as you want to say, send regards. Po shalom, pe shalom. I don't know what the abbreviation is. Luzugatzecha, o shvetomer shalom luzugatzecha, aser. Dezeo shel shalom ade baila. You know, ksiv is like dibor. Where do you find ksiv is like dibor? By Birkas HaTorah, you're not allowed to write Torah before in the morning. You're not allowed to learn Torah before Birkas HaTorah. You're not allowed to write a town. What happens if you write Sfiras Omer? Before you said the counted. It's counted, it's counting. Whatever you write down a shvuah, it's binding. You're not allowed to write your parents' first name. Ksivas Kedibor in many areas. What's the marker for it? The Ramban. He sent a letter. Yisro sent a letter to Moshe. It said Vayomer. Why did it say Vayomer? It said Vayichtov. You see from the Ramban that Ksivas Kedibor. Different areas. How many areas? We mentioned five areas. Birkas HaTorah, Shvuah, Sfiras HaOmer. What else? Saying the father's name and the mother's name. And here also, Lamaisa. Ksiv is Kedibor. Okay? Very important, guys. Aval, he says, Zezeo, Shol, Shel, Shol, Medeval, Shlisho, Beshloma, Bemichtav, Mutter. To ask how she's doing is Mutter. Tare, Shol, Abala, Ech, Shloma. Because you can ask the husband how she's doing. Bebito, Bekalosso, your daughter, Levachosim, Nir, Nain, Nisr, Klal, Shel, Shloma. You're related. They're Herz Kane who. Sha'av Shol Basholom Zaro. Father wants to know how his kids are. The Chovu Alov. brother to his sister. V'ikara inyanim elu, listen to this. V'ikara inyanim elu, taluya kol afidas v'yirishamay. V'mitzro nichna v'kafuflo. Who's that sound like? Who's that sound like? The Ritva, excellent. V'mala tina libo klau, ein chshash v'shen l'shalom. Ritva shah. Chematzinu be'alisha, shamal mishar sarutz, na likrosam. Elezer, who did Elisha speak to? Gehazi. He said, go greet her. Marmullah, shalom noch. Ach misham ein raya. There's no raya from there. Dal pia dibarasa. Hashem akol. Hashem told him to do it. Shari navi hayo. Sarachim von siya bezayin el. Sarachim min chsi betor lemeidim emenu. Ken gami I me Elisha raya. Might be a raya. So it all depends on this. So let's close with the last os, test. Ein lidmo al aminik shenoga b'chol tfusis Yisrael. Have you ever been a visitor in someone's house and the hostess gives you drink? How can you do that? Ein mishtam shen b'isha. Ein litmoa. Don't be wondered on the minig shenoga b'chol tfus Yisrael. Shaboim orch lebeit bayas balabayis. When guests come to the house of the balabayis, the ishes are balabayis mechabim. Who's the wife of the balabayis mechabim? Machilim brings them food. Maskim gives them drink. Mezogas lem kosas, pour them cups. Vare ein mishtam shen b'isha. I thought you're not allowed to use. They need a cloud woman as a wages. Bizet. Lo, my boy, my balabais, mason, my mom. Not only if the balabais was there, Darheen, Misham, Meshes, Lafon, and then she's like serving the balabais. And I feel in a mason, my mom, even if the balabais wasn't sitting there. Came to Chenenu, also there, Shimu, she's carvis. She's not doing it there, scarvis, and the Achnosis Orchim. Neshalea, Muto, Koltzor, Kabais, and she's involved in the whole house. Charge in this Sibidavar. So too by the hostess when she pours kosos to the guests, ends at derech shimus and scarves on derech shirus. Nearly. So lemaisa, you got to use your seichel about it. We have the three shitas. You cannot be, God forbid, OCD about it. You know, you have to use your balance and understand what's going on with it. And you can't walk in the street with a garbage bag on your head. On the other hand, you have to use your seichel, and you have to make sure you don't do things that are inappropriate. But the importance of the first part of the shir, saying hi, applies also to the second part of the shir. That also applies to a woman just as well. We might have limitations, we might have restrictions, but the importance of being a bentera, a budding tabu chalkum, to be able to be cheery and flourish, and be able to be gracious and say hi, and the ability to say thank you and ask how she's doing, that is considered to be permissible. I'll be a lacha, not only permissible, but advantageous. And to know when things are inappropriate has to be on your mind, and you have to watch it carefully. Okay, we'll stop here. Now, tomorrow, do you want to go back to Sukkah, or do you want to do Gemara, do a whole mahalach of Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai about the lineage of David HaMelech, and how Halacha L'Moshe M'Sinai might span off in other cases too as well? Which one would you like to do? You'd like to do that? Okay, so let's do that. Now, if you guys are not around Sunday, Sunday I don't give in Jew. What about Monday? Also, you're not around Memorial Day?
I don't know.
You're not going to be around? Okay, so then we'll pick it up on Tuesday then. So Tuesday we'll start in Yoni Sukkah. Tomorrow we'll do the lineage of Lachlan Stone. Now tomorrow, and then we'll do something at the end of the year about Chumash. Tomorrow let's do 11:30. Is that good?
Yeah.
Okay.
Maybe should I find out?